By the time the Arables and the Zuckermans and Lurvy returned from the grandstand, Charlotte had finished her web. The word humble was woven neatly in the center. Nobody noticed it in the darkness. Everybody was tired and happy. Fern and Avery climbed into the truck and lay down. They pulled the Indian blanket over them. Lurvy gave Wilbur a forkful of fresh straw. Mr. Arable patted him. "Time for us to go home," he said to the pig. "See you tomorrow." The grown-ups climbed slowly into the truck, and Wilbur heard the engine start, then heard the truck moving away in low speed. He would have felt lonely and homesick had Charlotte not been with him. He never felt lonely when she was near. In the distance, he could still hear the music of the merry-go-round. As he was dropping off to sleep, he spoke to Charlotte. "Sing me that song again, about the dung in the dark," he begged. "Not tonight," she said in a low voice. "I'm too tired." Her voice didn't seem to come from her web. "Where are you?" asked Wilbur. "I can't see you." "Are you on your web?" "I'm back here," she answered, "up in this back corner." "Why aren't you on your web?" asked Wilbur. "You almost never leave your web." "I left it tonight," she said. Wilbur closed his eyes. "Charlotte," he said, after a while, "do you really think Zuckerman will let me live and not kill me when the cold weather comes? Do you really think so?" "Of course," said Charlotte. "You're a famous pig, and you're a good pig. Tomorrow you'll probably win a prize. The whole world will hear about you. Zuckerman will be proud and happy to own such a pig. You have nothing to fear, Wilbur. Nothing to worry about. Maybe you'll live forever. Who knows? And now go to sleep." For a while there was no sound. Then Wilbur's voice. "What are you doing up there, Charlotte?" "Oh, making something," she said. "Making something, as usual." "Is it something for me?" asked Wilbur. "No," said Charlotte. "It's something for me, for a change." "Please tell me what it is," begged Wilbur. "I'll tell you in the morning," she said. "When the first light comes in the sky, and the sparrows stir, and the cows rattle their chains, when the rooster crows, and the stars fade, when the early cars whisper along the highway, you look up here, and I'll show you something. I will show you my masterpiece." Before she finished the sentence, Wilbur was asleep. She could tell by the sound of his breathing that he was sleeping peacefully deep in the straw. Miles away at the Arables house, the men sat around the kitchen table eating a dish of canned peaches and talking over the events of the day. Upstairs, Avery was already in bed asleep. Mrs. Arable was tucking Fern into bed. "Did you have a good time at the fair?" she asked as she kissed her daughter. Fern nodded. "I had the best time I've ever had anywhere or any time in my whole life." "Well," said Mrs. Arable, "isn't that nice?"